It's showtime with a little help from COVID relief. Connecticut Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro is celebrating the grant that will help local performing arts venues. The Shuttered Venue Operators Grant will provide $16.25 billion in grants nationwide. DeLauro says that $90 million in support will be given to Connecticut venues like the Schubert Theater in New Haven.
That is the vital importance of the arts and our live venues. They must be safeguarded. And thanks to the relief today, we celebrate these arts again.
About 120 Connecticut venues have applied for the grant so far.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut New York region.
Coming up, getting rental assistance should be easier now in New York. Are there diversity issues within the Suffolk County Police Department? And could health insurance costs be going up in Connecticut soon?
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. New York rolled out a new streamlined application process for rental assistance today. Karen DeWitt reports that's after Senator Chuck Schumer criticized Governor Cuomo's distribution of relief to tenants.
Schumer, who is also the U.S. Senate Majority Leader, said over the weekend that the state was in danger of losing the $2.4 billion in federal aid due to delays by the Cuomo administration in getting out the rent relief aid.
We are calling on the state of New York to get the money out to the tenants now.
Schumer says New York is last among the 50 states in distributing the money, and he wrote a letter to Cuomo asking for changes. He says if the money does not get distributed to tenants by the end of September, New York might have to forfeit the funds. Applicants have complained that the site is plagued by technical glitches. Cuomo says a new streamlined application process will be put in place Tuesday. He says it will help eliminate potential barriers for eligible New Yorkers to receive funding. The governor says if the application process has been slow, it's because his administration wants to make sure that it catches potential cases of fraud.
You want to make sure you give the money to the people who need it most, and there's no fraud and there's no scam.
Cuomo says the nearly 5,000 cases that are under review will be completed by August 3rd. The timing is crucial because a moratorium on evictions during the pandemic ends on August 31st, and tens of thousands of New Yorkers owe several months' worth of back rent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Suffolk County has what it calls the most diverse detective-level promotion class in its history. WSHU's Charles Lane reports the police department is dealing with a scandal and lawsuit over the racial gap in its leadership.
At the same time, County Executive Steve Ballone announced the promotions. He said two officers were disciplined for cheating. He said an internal affairs investigation revealed no systematic problems. Yet going forward, he said an investigator with the New York State Police will be part of the candidate interviews.
The addition of the New York State Police officer brought an objective individual with a fresh perspective into the interview process, and it proved to be incredibly beneficial.
In February, WSHU reported that 90% of Suffolk police officers at the ranks of detective and above were white, and that black police officers blame nepotism. In May, Internal Affairs launched an investigation into an officer given answers to the detective interview. In June, a Latino police detective filed a $35 million lawsuit alleging discrimination and being passed over for promotion. Suffolk is one of the highest-paying police departments in the country, where average salaries top $200,000. Henry Smart is a professor of criminal justice management at John Jay College.
When you have a high-paying gig, you want to protect that. It's a double wall for the outsider. And so there's higher level of scrutiny, but there's also just these higher level of protections of these positions.
The so-called, quote, most diverse detective-level promotion class in county history included 11 women and people of color. That's 33% of the class. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
Coming up, Connecticut health insurers want to increase premium prices for coverage in 2022. But first, headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
A local environmental group warns that a sand spit protecting part of the coastline between Fairfield and Bridgeport, Connecticut, has eroded at least 60 feet since 2006. The natural sandbar has served to break the waves coming off of the Long Island Sounds since the 1600s. New York-based consultant One Nature estimates the spit could disappear in 15 years. Without it, 200 homes bordering Ash Creek could be affected.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will spend $15 million to target communities with low COVID-19 vaccination rates. Cuomo says the plan will give community-based organizations money to reach people who have not received a shot. This includes Long Island zip codes with high levels of new cases. State data shows close to 75% of New Yorkers over the age of 18 received one dose of the vaccine. Just over half of all residents are fully vaccinated. Cuomo says without getting the state's vaccination numbers up, the Delta variant will drive a surge in infections.
The Derby Police Department will receive up to $122,000 from the city to give officers body cameras and dashboard cameras. This comes as part of Connecticut's new police accountability law. It requires the equipment to be installed and officers trained by July of next year. The state will also reimburse the city for half of its initial investment. Connecticut health insurers want to increase premium prices for coverage in 2022, and they say rising health care costs, the pandemic, and new legislation are to blame. Nicole Leonard has more.
The insurers are requesting average increases between 5.1% and 15.8%, which are higher than last year. These changes would impact more than 200,000 people who buy individual and small group health plans. Insurers say COVID-19 is one variable they've had to factor in.
One of the big unknowns is people, as they didn't seek care last year, people likely got sicker or less healthy. Also just from sitting around, maybe more sedentary, not going out as much. So, how will that affect us as we go forward in terms of medical cost?
That's Neil Kelsey, Vice President and Chief Actuary of Connecticare. The company is proposing smaller increases overall compared to its competitors. Kelsey says they've also had to consider new state legislation that'll go into effect next year. That includes expanded coverage for diabetes management.
And that's requiring us to cover certain supplies and monitors and things like that, and not pass along as much of that cost to the individuals who need that.
But insurance experts say the biggest driver for the premium hikes is rising healthcare costs from medical providers, pharmaceutical companies, and laboratories. Susan Halpin is executive director of the Connecticut Association of Healthcare Plans.
To the extent that every part of the delivery system is being looked at, and there's, a deeper dive in terms of whether costs are what they should be, is really the conversation that needs to be had.
The state insurance department will make final decisions on any premium changes in September. Open enrollment begins November 1st.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.